Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and welcome to the show. Hello, Dad.
Emily O, how you doing?
I am so well. We're really happy to have you on Bose & Co. What's going on?
I am really happy to be on Bose & Co., and I'm also working on my smiling. I think I said this before, but I was on TV last week. Mm-hmm. I was at an interview on Channel 19.
Shout out Channel 19.
Channel to Brian Duffy from Channel 19, and he's really good. Sat up forward on the couch.
Yeah.
And smiled a lot.
Oh
and
my gosh.
And I watched myself, and it looked normal. It actually looked normal. And I watched myself stare at him with great intensity, and I looked crazy.
Well, it's the coin stare. I mean, we've talked about this before. I see myself when I edit this back. I watch it, but I'm a girl, so I'm a little different. And when you're in a floral top, it doesn't come across as scary.
So I'm trying to smile.
Yeah.
And make it
with
look
your
natural.
Eyes, though. You have to smile with your eyes.
Yeah, because yeah. I watch myself. I was 25-minute interview. I think it was the first interview that Channel 19 had done on YouTube. They were they have a new YouTube
sure
video thing in particular, and I was the first person on it, and I loved it, and I think I was very good, and I looked really intense, and I think I got to work on that.
I think that's how most people in life experience you. Except for us, except for your immediate family. I believe that is how most people experience.
I think you're right.
No, I know I'm right.
But I think once you get to realize the intensity is really just my form of listening.
Yes, it is. And it's coming from such a nice place, and you have such a good heart. But like, you really have to get to know you have to know who you are to realize that. Because otherwise, yeah, I think most people just think that you're really scary and intense. But that's fine. Honestly, like, good for you. Kind of fun.
I think if I had a lack of intensity, maybe then you'd realize that I didn't care about you. You know what I mean? Like
100%. If he's not intense towards you, you don't care. Your intensity, actually, that's your love language, is being intense.
It is.
It is. It's your love language, is intensity. Because honestly, if you didn't like ask questions or like care to fire off a million questions, like, you don't care about that person.
Yeah, I do fire off questions really quickly.
We were at drinks with one of like your partner's sons, who knows Elizabeth from the business, and he just like met us for drinks, and I never met him before, and his description of you was so funny and so accurate. And he was like, yeah, your dad always asks me like a million questions about that one bar that we go to.
He's
like, I think he's just really fascinated by it. And I said, well, he probably heard one time that you went there, so like, you associate him with that. And he said the same thing. He's like, I know that he fires off a million questions, but if you don't know him, like, it's
But I'm interested if I'm firing off.
I know that. I know that you're interested. That is your form of caring.
My love language. Yeah.
It's your love language.
It's my love language. Yeah, I guess I never thought of it that way. Is that if I'm asking you lots of questions and I'm staring at you, it's actually a form of respect, maybe.
I also ask a lot of questions, but mine comes off perkier. Right? Like, mine's a little perkier, and I'm usually in like a sundress. So it's just, it's,
well, you
the
don't
delivery.
Have the same intensity. You are really high. I've said this before, really, really high EQ, and you feel people as, there's sympathy and there's empathy. You have actual empathy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'm sure I have empathy for
incredibly empathetic to the closest people in your life.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I'm sympathetic to most people, empathetic to my girls and my wife.
Of course.
And Henry.
Well, duh.
Yeah, so there we go. I need to smile. That's
And that's why you go on TV, guys, honestly, or YouTube, whatever it's streaming. I feel like you like being on TV.
Please put a microphone in front of me and a camera.
Do they reach out to you, or is like, okay, yeah, what is the, you've kind of been a little bit of a PR circuit then.
Yeah, he's like, I'm with Channel 19. Yes, I would.
I'm already in your parking lot, actually. Yeah, I mic'd myself up.
I'm at the studio.
And I'm here. Yeah. You know what product I've been using that Summer the Facialist gave me, which you should look into, is Plated. Plated. It's like this serum. It's supposed to even out your skin color tone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like $4,000 for like this little tiny bottle. But I've been using that, and I feel like it might have been doing something.
It evens out your skin tone.
It evens out your skin tone. It's meant for hyperpigmentation and redness.
Huh. Well, I have redness.
And you've been getting the lasers, but I don't. Yeah. I've never done a laser for my redness.
Have you ever thought about it?
I thought about doing microneedling because I don't have rosacea. I don't think laser would work. I would have to do something like a microneedling, which I was also open to. But Summer, my facialist, was like, "Why don't you try this serum first, and then see how you like it after like a couple months?"
How do you know that the laser wouldn't work? Have you ever asked?
No, but I'm going to ask the doctor tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
I'm going to ask the doctor tomorrow.
Because
yeah.
when you have inflamed, what is it called?
keratosis pilaris. I don't think I'm saying it right. It's called KP.
Okay. When you have your KP, your face gets a little red.
Right. It does. Yes.
And redness is a form of your capillaries getting large.
Yes.
And the V-beam shrinks them.
Right. So like, exactly. Yes.
So I think the laser, I do V-beam and it shrinks.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Same thing.
Okay. I'm going to ask, I don't want to say your name on the show, but I'll ask our doctor tomorrow.
Yeah. For anyone who has got redness in their face, that means they're, you know,
And I feel like red light has helped me a lot with it as well.
Yeah, could be, but so I would look into V, especially at your age, to get the V beam. Gosh, it hurts.
I don't think I could do it in the summer. They usually like wait for those treatments in the fall and stuff because of sun exposure and whatnot.
Hundo P. By the way, I just learned that term, hundo P.
You said it. You've said it before.
I've said it, but yeah, I think I've adopted it too much.
Okay. Too much? Have you been saying it a lot?
Yeah, well, you know me. When I get on something,
you get fixated.
I beat it to death.
It's insane.
Hundo P. Yeah.
Hundo P. That's like, have you been saying that in meetings?
I think I heard it in a meeting. So yeah, I'm sure I have.
Oh, I would be really like kind of thrown off if you said that to me.
And in like an adult setting. Hundo
P.
Well,
yeah, after you've just fired 100 questions at me and you're staring me down and then you go, Hundo P.
And my intern's like, yeah, sure.
Your interns are so afraid.
Are they?
Well, in a good way.
Are they afraid?
They're like afraid.
Have they said something?
No, I was just like,
Are you lying?
I'm not lying. I could just tell the boys, they say something and, you know, it'll be like added. I met them once, by the way, at that networking event that I went to with you guys. And so I was introduced to them and they were very nice, but they don't want to do the wrong thing.
No,
I thought it was good. It was like a level of respect that I was pleased to see from our Gen Zers.
Yeah. One of my interns, they're all great. All three of them are fantastic. One of them was there today and his collar was outside of his jacket. So I said, fix your collar. He apologized. Well, you don't have to apologize.
Oh, I'm sure you actually, no, I bet he like went home and started crying. Because again, as someone who knows your heart and knows Terry inside and out, like I know you're just doing that because like that's what you would do to us. Like if we had a tag or something, you would say the same thing. But I'm sure he's like, I'm going to get fired because he thinks I look disheveled.
It was in the sales meeting, and he laughed and smiled.
Okay, good.
Through his tears.
He's
very good.
Yeah, yes. No, your interns are very good this summer.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of meeting them a couple of weeks ago. I think I talked about it on the show with somebody. I've been going to networking events with you guys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I actually have to go on a date tomorrow that I don't want to go on.
Don't say that.
He's not going to listen to this.
What if he's your future husband? I don't think. I mean, take that back. What if he is your future husband?
He might be. He's definitely not going to be, but I have to go on it tomorrow.
He might be.
Because I was kind of...
Don't put that out in the universe.
All right. Well, I'll take this part out. I don't want to go. I have so much to do this week, and that is like not in the cards for me tomorrow. And I didn't realize that my dermatologist appointment was like tomorrow as well. So it's super unfortunate because usually on days where I have my facials, I don't like to put makeup on, right?
Yeah, but I will say it's really good of you to go out on a date.
Yeah, it is for him. All right, let's go over some bows and lows because I feel like we wanted to recap the weekend. Anything that's been great, negative, in between, I'll let you start off, Dad.
We could go with our low. I was kind of bummed out for the city of Cleveland when Heinen's Grocery Store announced that they're closing their downtown store.
I know, that was really unfortunate. That seemed to really make news this weekend.
It did.
It's a big deal. There's a grocery store, a local grocery store. Actually, it's not even local. It's in lots of different Midwest states and suburbs. It's called Heinen's, and it's lovely. We've grown up grocery shopping there. It's like the best grocery store. And they have a downtown location that you said was struggling for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And they closed. But we still have all the ones in the suburbs, but there's really not a grocery store downtown anymore in Cleveland.
Right.
Which like that seems as though it will be a big issue.
Yeah. The family's amazing. I think it's the third or fourth generation. They opened the store 10 years ago. It was ranked number 3 grocery store in the United States out of 70,000 grocery stores.
That's
came
amazing.
In third. A beautiful rotunda of a bank built in the early 1900s. And they've been struggling and they basically, you know, had corporate philanthropy. I think they were losing money for years, but they kept it open as a way to support the city.
Right, right.
And they finally hit the brakes. And so that was a bit of a bow. A bit of a low. Not personally, I just feel bad for the city.
Right, yes. No, that is difficult. And I also just like love Heinen's in general. Yeah. So it is also, I need to ask some of my friends who live downtown, like Kelsey and Aubrey and stuff, like where, because they lived so close by to Heinen's, just kind of run over, pop, get some food. Also a big like lunch spot for everyone. And I feel like the two places that are left for grocery shopping. They're not legitimate grocery stores. So it is kind of crazy. Everyone's going to be going out into the suburbs to do their grocery shopping.
Yeah. More of a market. The other two places that you can pick from. This was a grocery store.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yes. So, yeah, this was a grocery store.
My beau. Mm-hmm. We had a great Saturday.
We did. We had a lovely Saturday.
You and I.
The two people at this table personally had a great Saturday. Everyone was like busy. Claire was at a baby shower, like an hour and a half away. Mom was at a bridal shower with her friends. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth was in Chicago this weekend. And so Terry and Emily were left on their own accord at the lake house. And we
had a great time.
We did. I slept in, which mm-hmm. was great. And then we went to breakfast. We talked business.
We went to a local diner. We didn't just go to breakfast. We went to the favorite local diner. We love the place. It's open from like 6 a.m. until 2 mm-hmm. every day.
Yes.
Who's getting there at 6 a.m. on a Saturday?
People.
Yeah, good for them.
People.
But we got there at 11 and didn't leave probably till 12:15, 12:30. Probably didn't eat the healthiest we've ever eaten in our lives.
Honestly, like compared to what we normally would have ordered there, it was pretty healthy. I had an omelet with veggies, mm-hmm. and then I had rye toast mm-hmm. and some fruit, and then we ordered a little breakfast dessert, and we split three pieces of French toast, which weren't that big.
They were amazing. No, they weren't that. I suppose you're right. I guess it was.
So I really don't think we ate that badly. I mean, if I really wanted to go to town, I would have ordered, you know, a breakfast wrap burrito with hash browns and bacon and pancakes and French toast. Like, I could have really gone nutso, but with our health journey, you know, it's kind of just a way of living now, the way we eat. We're just kind of like healthy girls. So no, I don't think that was too bad. And
to be clear, maybe you're food shaming me because I had the veggie, I called it a veggie omelet with ham and cheese. So I had the ham and cheese veggie omelet put together, and then I had an English muffin, and I had the
hash browns,
which were good. They had to burn them more.
They need them crispier.
We need to say crispy for all.
For everything.
Because the ones that aren't crispy, we don't eat.
Right.
And then really good coffee. I love their coffee.
So maybe you did eat worse than I did.
I'm sure. Yeah, because you had fruit. You were very good.
I was fine.
And then the French toast. I haven't had French toast in forever. And it's just the place.
We had a booth. We had a booth.
The place was active and it was hopping. And it was fun on a Saturday, and just the two of us in a booth, like we were at a movie or something.
And I also love those situations. Like, it's one thing when you go, but I love, this is like only makes sense in my head. I love when like everyone's busy and you're not, and you get to like we weren't mm-hmm. that day. You know, we had nowhere to be. We didn't have a schedule, but we knew that everybody else was like doing their own thing and busy. That's what makes it even better. Like, you get to really relax. At first I was thinking like, oh, should I get a biscuit? But I liked your suggestion of French toast because I wanted something sweeter. Mm-hmm. And I think that was like the perfect amount of...
You and Elizabeth seem to love biscuits. I'm not so sure if I love biscuits.
I would say that you're much more of an English muffin type of... See, I don't love an English muffin. I would rather have like rye toast.
Yeah.
But you love an English muffin.
I do. I mean,
I think an English muffin can be a little dry for me.
Yeah. Well, not when you slather butter on it.
No. Or in jam. Yeah.
I didn't have any jam.
You didn't have any jam? Oh, I'm shocked. I made up for it, though. Oh, my gosh.
To be clear.
I didn't know we were dieting.
No, I looked in that box. I don't think that was butter.
Were we eating then, Dad?
Take the top off.
It's just processed butter.
Right. Afterwards, I'm like, God, that probably was terrible.
I just had a little bit because I just put like a little bit on my French toast.
With everyone eating healthy these days, afterwards, I'm like, I'm pretty sure of all the things I ate, I think the processed butter probably was the worst.
Well, after I've talked about our health journey on obviously the podcast, but after being so healthy for months, like I honestly don't want to eat as much, like in a good way. Like I was full.
I know, but I was having so much fun with you. I'm down 16 pounds, but
I'm down 16 pounds. I'm down 12 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you're smaller than I am. So that's like me being down 30. it is probably proportionally. But I was having such a good time with you, and I felt like in the moment with everyone eating hunched over their food.
Believe me, I could have, if they kept bringing stuff out, I would have kept eating it. There was a burger that went past at one point. Like I could have finished my breakfast and then had a burger.
Bacon everywhere, sausage everywhere, sandwiches, cheeseburgers. And literally our coffee never got more than like one third gone.
No, it's the best. And like, it's so casual. Like I just go with like no makeup and I'm in like comfortable clothes, which is so not like us. I was really just like, because I'd been filming so much this week. It was just such a nice, relaxing little brunch. It was lovely.
They just pour more coffee in.
They don't ask anything.
And then we spent an hour and a half talking about your business.
Correct.
Are we going to talk about your business? Is that something we
can talk about? Talk about it. Talk about whatever you want.
I think the listeners, I won't give away too many details, but I do think it's important for the listeners to know that they are on a winning team. Oh. Because, I mean, people want to hang out with winners.
I love how he sums things up. You know?
Activity begets activity, but you are crushing it financially.
Right.
We went over the numbers. It has been a journey of 6 years. I don't know how many years it's been.
Well, 4 years of doing this full time. Obviously, I was doing it. I don't really count the years before it because it was just kind of like a full time. It's been since I graduated in 2022 and we're in 2026. So it's been about 4 years.
Yes. And I mean, the streams of income, different ways you make money from brand endorsements to Patreon to advertising to even the sale you're having right now, which gotta make sure everyone knows that there's a sale for half price. But there's so many streams of income that you have worked on very hard, and we went through all of them.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, there are so many ways to diversify, obviously, as we know, in any business, but especially on social media. What I want to do is go back, and I got to find I know where they are. I just need to pull it up. I do want to look at the first year, second year, third year, and fourth year progression of. I know the last 2 years off the top of my head, and I have an idea of what the first two were, but that is what's so interesting to me is the sale progression. In fact, I actually feel like there's such a way more of an open conversation with creators recently, and there's a specific creator who just posted a reel, and it was her salary progression for mm-hmm. the past 3 years on social media.
Wow.
She was very open about it, and obviously it jumped like the third year, and I think it's just cool to see because, I mean, people don't, if you're an accountant, you can kind of like, you know,
right.
guess, or if you're a teacher, you kind of have some idea, but I think with social media, it's like kind of like the Wild West, and sometimes I'm like learning as I go as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, any business, you got to make 1,000 decisions a day, but something happened to you what appears in the numbers in September of last year, right? September to October, your numbers went up.
I would say September and October. Yeah, I've been making six figures for the past 2 years.
No, I know, but something happened. There was a jump from a month to a month. A big jump. To have maintained itself.
Right, in September.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I mean, I would like to know what like how you were moving, and then you kind of had a nice little hockey stick bump up.
Yeah.
And then it seems to be progressing from there another hockey stick last month.
And I also think that, I think just the landscape of like brand partnerships are changing. Yeah. And you don't even need, I mean, I don't have that many followers when you think about it. I mean, sure, like I have followers, but I don't have hundreds of thousands. So you can make over six figures quite easily, actually, with under 100,000 followers.
I do think, though, that's not the metric. It is engagement.
Yes.
Right. It is not followers, because you can buy followers. You can have lots of followers. You can be controversial and have followers, but not have engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the key metric is the level of engagement, and the level of engagement manifests itself in income.
Right.
What people, I mean, I think your price for Patreon is, I listen to enough podcasts, incredibly low. But I also think that's a reflection of your brand that you want people to listen to.
I want you guys here. I want to hang out.
Right. So you're not looking.
Oh, wait. We're not on Patreon. We're on the regular show. I still want you guys to hang out here.
Yeah. But you're not looking to squeeze the last dollar.
No. I want Patreon was an extension, because in the fall we were doing two episodes a month. I saw that there was a need for that, a market for that. So I figured, let's move everyone over to Patreon. But I still want it to be accessible to everybody. We do giveaways on there. Like, I want it to be fun. At the end of the day, I want everyone who has a lot going on in their lives, stressors, or people that, you know, this is a little escape. So I don't want it to make it, you know, impossible to just hang out, basically.
And what do you have, 12,000 listens a week?
I have a lot of listens. I also think another big tip that I've learned throughout social media is like to just start things when you're not ready. Like, we started this show
mm-hmm.
3 years ago when I did not have, obviously, that many followers. That was kind of nuts. Like, I don't even know who was listening. And we started the merchandise when I didn't have that many followers. And I'm so, so happy that I started earlier, because it does take a long time. And then, you know, now we see at this point, and then another 3 years, like, you can just see every single year it growing. So I'm really happy that we started early. And I think that's a good one tip that I have, is even when you're not fully ready to go, or, I need 50,000 followers to start an online business. Like, girl, no, you don't.
I think it's probably a good rule in life.
Totally. Just, yeah.
I mean, people used to ask me how to get started in real estate, and my response would be get started.
Get started. Yeah.
I mean, just go buy something and learn right. from your mistakes, and hopefully you can not make mistakes that are going to be too expensive. But I bought my first building when I didn't have the money to buy it.
Done is better than perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't, yeah. So I would say, I mean, I look at my business. My first year, I made $12,000 and I had a loan from the company for $12,000. So I yeah. made zero.
So you mean zero.
And the second year, I made $17,000.
Yeah.
And the third year, I made 34. So 3 years is, I mean, that's pretty bad. The fourth year, it started doing pretty well.
But
and
the would, fifth year. So you were like, what? Honestly, you're like going the trajectory of like an influencer, because when you, if you look at probably my first year, I don't think I made that low. No offense.
No.
But then, and then it just, I was not making that much.
It was also 1996.
Or totally. Right. Inflation. But then you really, it was like, because I think there's a lot of people at a young age who start off making a lot of money, but then maybe plateau.
Well, I don't think that your experience or my experience is any different from a person who starts a company experience. I think probably the guy who's, I mean, starting at Amazon, right?
I mean,
the first 2 to 3 years, you are going to have a struggle. And then if you make it, it should start working.
I mean, I don't know if this is interesting to people. I sometimes get questions about it. It's always a topic of discussion. I feel like mostly when you guys like go out to dinner with like your friends and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah. People my age are fascinated.
And I don't know if it's like because they just, it's such a new thing yeah. or what the dealers are, maybe how it can be sustainable.
I think people my age, when I go out to dinner, they will ask how much you get paid for a Instagram post.
Okay.
By a big brand.
Sure.
And I think people my age think you're getting $500, right? I mean, what the heck do I know? I have no idea. And then you hear people are getting $250,000, right? So there's, you know, the Kardashians.
Right.
And then we tell people how much you're making off of a big brand post. And I am shocked. I guess because it's a whole different world. I think we are either out of or will be out of the book, The Coin Clash.
Oh, by the end of the week.
By the end of the week.
Yeah. Right? And so, we had a pallet of books show up. And we had so many books show up. Thank God you had moved into this house, because I don't know what yeah. you would have done.
We like, should order more.
We will. I think we are. We had so many books show up. That was a year and a half ago. And we, I think, are down to 15 books.
Yeah.
20.
Which given the sale, no, they're not on sale.
No, the books never go on sale.
But during the sale, people are buying the book. So we have gotten rid of quite a few in the past 36 hours.
Yes. Correct. Yes. And yeah. I also think just like the value of having the online store, because that's all ours. Actually, Mom and I planned the entire fall collection this weekend. So we spent the day together on Saturday.
Well, we were not done yet. So then we went there. And then after that, we got a car wash.
Yes, because really, I'm afraid of car washes.
Yeah, which I don't understand. But anyway, we got a car wash and we got the best car wash for you. And then I tipped the guys really well. So we got a really good dry and they did a great job. And then we got gas. Mm-hmm. And then we went and saw your grandparents.
Yes.
And some other folks. And then we went and had coffee.
Yes. And we had to get coffee beans.
Well, that's right, to get coffee beans. And we love this particular coffee store. So that was a nice 10-minute drive there and then 10-minute drive back, talking the whole time.
Yeah.
But it was pleasant.
So good. It was so relaxing.
Yeah.
And then we went back over to my grandparents' house.
Yes, you did.
Because Mom came back from the bridal shower and Claire was driving home and stopped at the lake. So she was there for a little bit. And then you, me, and Mom ordered the best pizza and salad for dinner. And you made Moscow Mules.
I did, yes.
And then I was like working in and out the whole day. Or no, I did work in the evening. And then we all went to bed early, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday was also lovely. Oh, I would say that my low is that Henry, sweet baby boy, he's teething right now. And as we all know, when babies teeth, they kind of get a little cold. And he has passed around this little touch of something to almost, not you, Connor, Claire, myself, and Anne. So Saturday night, my throat and Mom's throat kind of started to hurt. I had thought it was because I was talking all day and Mom was talking all day.
No.
The next day we both wake up and we're like, something's wrong. Our throats kind of hurt and we have like a little stuff and a little sniffle. We were on the porch all afternoon and we honestly got so much done. Like I got so much editing done, Patreon done. We did the fall collection we planned and like set orders for that, but we just didn't feel well. So that would definitely be my low. And today my throat feels a lot better, which this is what Claire said. She's like a day ahead of us. She said her throat only hurt for one day, but I'm kind of just like achy and a little stuffy. I am like loading up on zinc and Element and all that because we're heading into July 4th week. I cannot feel.
Favorite week of the year.
Favorite.
By the way, just go back for one second. If you, for some reason you do get that, because Mom said it felt like she was swallowing glass. She was in bad shape. Maybe you weren't as bad. But I
no,
got,
that's how mine felt too.
Yeah, terrible. Yeah. So I got chloraseptic spray and the lozenges for her. And I was the first person, by the way, on Sunday in the drugstore. Go me. And I went and got her those, and she loved them. So if you ever have that, the chloraseptic lozenges or the spray.
It was kind of an unexpected little sickness because I was like, had a, my spring cold before Memorial Day. And usually like I get my spring sinus infection and my fall sinus infection. But this is like a baby cold that I got.
Yeah.
But I think I'll be fine by Friday, Saturday because we have a big week. But yeah, that would be my low.
Connor had a cold today. He didn't sound good at all.
Oh, that's what Elizabeth said. Okay, so it makes sense it got to Connor as well.
Mm-hmm. Because he sounded really, I felt bad for him. I'm like, oh man, the poor guy's probably tired.
I don't understand the pipeline between teething and a cold.
Well, the teething makes your body weak.
Oh, because it's like they're so little and they're working so hard to get this tooth. Right. It did pop through though. We saw a picture.
Oh, good. Because yeah, the tooth is fighting the body, and then the body gets weak, and then the body gets sick.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But
yeah.
You kind of stole my thunder, though, because...
What did I say?
Because, one of the reasons I think I'm not sick, and it was, by the way, everyone, I'm drinking water with H2O tabs in it, but I drink them because it's supposed to be anti-inflammatory. But you had Element yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so can I give a little background?
Please.
Okay, great.
Okay, share.
Yeah.
They'll love this.
So 2 weeks ago, I was at the lake house, and for whatever reason, when I go to the lake house at like 1 o'clock on Saturday, my hands and feet always start to hurt, and they get worse as the day goes on. And then the next day I wake up, it starts all over again, and it hurt really, really badly. And of course, I thought something horrible was happening.
Of course.
So I went on to ChatGPT, and I asked my friend what was going on, thinking like, is it time for me to go to the hospital?
Yes.
So we asked, it asked me question, and it decided I was dehydrated.
Mm.
And probably am normally dehydrated. Now, I think I drink a lot of water, but I exercise and I steam, and it isn't just water, it's the electrolytes. It's the sodium, it's the potassium. So it told me to have an LMNT, otherwise known as Element,
mm-hmm,
which I think your listeners are all going to know because every time I tell somebody your age.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows because they get them free at the bars or something.
Well, they're just...
little packages.
Yeah, like liquid IVs,
right.
Waterboy.
There we go.
Element.
Yep. So Element, apparently they said, is the best one. So
no, I just got sent through ShopMy. They were like some brand, and I like picked out some packets for you. It was a,
of
like
Element?
No.
Go.
It was a compete, the way you said that. It was like a different competing brand, but got I figured it. You could see
let's
what
go.
You liked. Yeah, for sure.
It said Element first, liquid IV second.
Okay, I have liquid IV in my apartment. Yeah. I've gotten sent. Wait, what's it called? Not Element. What's the actual name for it called?
LMNT.
No, what's a
electrolyte?
Electrolyte. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I was like, I lost it for a second. Yeah, yeah, electrolytes. Yeah. No, everyone always, people just put electrolytes in their water daily.
Well, this thing says to take one every day. Now, of course, I go online and listen to other people or look at it. And everyone seems to have known this, except for me, that you're supposed to do it every day. Like, I think of Element as something you, on a hot day golfing, you have a Gatorade. Little did I know that Gatorade is loaded with potassium. Or okay. No, carbohydrates.
Carbohydrates.
So one day I worked out, steamed and golfed, same day. Probably not the best thing. But anyway, I did my Element in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked chat, should I have another Element? And they said, no, have a G2 at the ninth hole.
Okay.
Because it has more carbohydrates.
Which you need probably on
so,
that day.
Yeah, they said at that point, you don't want more sodium because Element has...
That's the thing with electrolytes. And women especially, sometimes you can't overdo it because of all the sodium.
Right.
So you might want to do like more of a natural, like a Saratoga sparkling water is good for you because it has a little bit of sodium in
right.
it.
It does have a little bit. I did ask that question about Pellegrino. It said it's not bad, but for my purpose, it was saying, so I now have an Element in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I was actually having it like during the workout, and now my friend and I have gone back and forth, and it has suggested that maybe I'm better off waking up and starting
off it, yeah.
So then yesterday, you and mom weren't feeling well, and I gave you two Elements.
Yeah, we had a whole thing of Element. You did serve it to us.
Yes, I did serve it to you, yeah. So that would be, if there's anything everyone takes away from this podcast, you're all so young listening, but if you take Element once a day, there's a lot of people who take two or three a day, but I also think that they're working out a ton or walking.
Yes,
but,
everything yeah. in moderation. Well, especially in the summer, you know, it's so important to stay hydrated. And I feel like maybe like on July 4th, you should probably prioritize your Element because
yes.
you're going to be outside all day.
In the elements.
And it's going to be almost 90 degrees on Saturday. Oof. Did you know that?
It's yes. hot today. By the way, I took those two... I should only take one, but I took two Elements two Sundays ago.
Uh-huh.
After I've got them, I felt Amazing.
Yeah, you were on fire.
Yeah, mom was wondering what was in. She goes, is there something in that element?
No. No. The thing with you is like you already have so much energy that if you give him a little bit more energy, it's like I wish I just had all that energy.
Well, I probably shouldn't have had the second one because it does say one a day.
And I usually just do a half a packet of electrolytes. I never even use the full one.
You're tiny.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I had one. And then I had a second one. And then it said, don't have a second one. And I already had the second one.
Oh, my God. You're probably freaking out, by the way. You're like, let me even it out with a Gatorade.
Yeah. Well, oh, by the way, speaking of Gatorade, I had a hole in one.
Oh, my gosh. We did tell them on the podcast. Which, yes. The episode with mom. Yes. Terry had a hole in one, which was insane. Tell us about that.
So, I had a hole in one on the hardest par three at our country club. And I used an old man's club, a 9-wood. I should just lie and tell you I used a pitching wedge because people in golf would be like, 9-wood's pretty. It doesn't matter. It went in the hole.
Yeah. I was just saying. Could have hit it with a stick and it worked.
Yeah. And we were playing with another. There were two people. It was obviously Connor's son-in-law and then a guest and a friend. And this guest was so excited. Mm-hmm. He was 6'4", 240, no body fat, huge man. And he was out of his mind, jacked up, and he bear hugged me, and I thought there was a chance that he was going to just break me in half.
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I wish I had not hit a hole in one.
Because you're being picked up by...
I was holding him in defense. Like, he better not throw me.
Was he so excited?
He was so excited. He was
literally, what are the odds, though?
Oh, yeah. And then everyone gets a free drink.
Yes.
At the country club. The country club has an insurance policy, so everyone gets a drink, and then everyone reloads the insurance and you walk into the men's grill, people are cheering for
were
you.
Were they cheering for you?
Oh yes.
Oh my
yes.
God, I bet you loved that.
I did. One tiny complaint.
What?
After I drank, so my dad used to go to work on Saturdays and then he'd come home and he'd have a half turkey sandwich and a Guinness. I don't mind Guinness. I'll have a Guinness, but that's not my drink. So I'm like, rather than try to be my dad, I'm going to have a Moscow Mule. It's become my drink.
Yeah.
So I had this and I say to the guy, like a Moscow Mule. He's like, didn't you put the hole in one? I go, yeah. He goes, well, you need something better than that. I'm like, no, I would like a Moscow Mule.
So what'd you get?
He said, well, I'll give you a Manhattan. I don't want a Manhattan. He goes, you know what? I'm going to give you an old fashioned. We'll put it for reserve. I just want a Manhattan.
Right. It's like the middle of the day. It's this hot summer's day.
So I had an old fashioned.
Oh, you did get the old fashioned.
And I just sat there.
Oh.
Yeah. I had like a couple sips. I know.
I really was a downer to a great story.
I know. I was just like, oh gosh, all I want is a Moscow. But I was so excited.
Well, you had to go along with it. There was no like fighting it. Yeah, you got to get like the manly drink.
And he brought it over to me.
Oh yeah.
And an old fashioned is a manly drink.
Of course. You just did such a manly act.
I'm like, you know. Sure.
Yeah. Put a tiny ball in a tiny hole. Well, yeah. I thought that was huge news. I mean, that video of you and Connor running, it was the funniest video of all time, Connor. Uh-huh. I've said this before, but he was like vlogging the whole situation, running behind dad, and they were trying to figure out if the hole in one went through. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it should be in the newspaper.
I think it might have been.
Oh, really?
I think they post. You know what? I should check.
That was my first thought. I was like, yeah. I remember one time, maybe Papa told me like they put it in the newspaper.
Yeah,
or I had a great time. Maybe he just meant the newspaper of our club.
No, the newspaper.
But newspaper. I mean, because how many people are shooting a hole in one?
I don't know.
That's so crazy. I think that's really cool. That's definitely going to be a peak of your summer.
Oh, it was great. It was fun playing. I have decided to give up on. There's one tournament I'm playing in, but I don't really like competitive golf because, in case you're not sure, I'm not a golfer.
It's so funny, though, because you're so competitive.
I know, but I feel like people my age, my profile, take golf too seriously.
Uh-huh.
And they get too angry about their limited skills. If you were good at this game, you wouldn't be selling real estate.
Right.
Or insurance.
Right.
Right? You would have a different...
This is just an extracurricular, guys. You're just like...
Yeah. So it was really mom's inspiration because the one year we won the two-man best ball, Dan and I did, it was horrible.
Our uncle.
It was terrible.
Yeah,
was
you guys were playing all the time.
All the time.
But it was also stressful.
It was so stressful.
It was like, this was like a voluntary tournament at our club for leisurely activities. And everyone was, men were screaming, crying, throwing up over you guys in this team. Because you're obviously an experienced golfer. And Dan, our uncle, has gotten a lot better, but he didn't golf.
Dan was not a good golfer. He had a high handicap. And periodically, he would play well. And he would get lots of strokes. And people thought it was unfair.
Yeah.
Now, I understand their argument. But those are the rules. It wasn't like we picked up the ball and threw it. We played by the rules. And people got very upset. And there were a couple of times when I voluntarily said to the other people, if you want the match, you can have it. We're going to go. That's how bad it got. So we have retired from non-professional amateur competitions.
Wait, what is that committee that they have where that guy showed up on the golf course?
They had a committee review Dan's handicap.
Guys, I literally can't. Can you think of a stupider thing that men take seriously. And I remember this was like a big deal. Everyone was really up in arms about it. A guy came on a golf, there was a committee who was reviewing his handicap.
100%.
And like showed up to observe you.
They actually did lower his handicap by a few strokes for the final match because he was getting better faster because he was playing more.
You guys were playing all the time. And you also were like kind of coaching him along the way. And he probably was so scared because the whole club was against him.
He was playing more. He was practicing more at a golf club that encourages you to play golf.
Except when you're winning.
That was the most.
Oh, so you want us to pay dues and buy everything and go play rounds of golf, but then you're going to go against us when we start winning. Well, you won the tournament, so.
Yeah, so I enjoy golf and I'm playing golf non-competitively. Because let's be clear, I'm not that good at golf. I'm a 16.6 handicap.
I feel like you're normal about it. It's like we're going to play golf. And if when we're not playing golf, we're not talking about golf. Like it's it's just something to do in the summer, gets you outside. But
yeah,
some I would imagine, I don't know, but I'm sure there are men who take it so seriously.
I do enjoy the golf driving range with my headphones on, maybe some music or chipping and putting.
I also think like if you are somebody who's going to golf and you have a family or like a wife and you're gone like every single weekend, I think that's a red flag.
Yeah, it might be.
It is. Like you should go be with your family and your wife who is like had a busy week and you're outside walking around like with an iced tea. Are you okay?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does beg the, like if you are a marathon runner,
uh-huh.
That's a big commitment of personal time.
Well, this is one of our many hot takes that I don't think a lot of people agree with. Right. But that's why we have the microphones today.
Controversial stuff we're talking about here.
Controversial stuff, but I think really good things to think about if you're my age or dating or family planning, whatnot, is mom always says, what is exactly, explain it.
Well, it's like people who do triathlons or marathons or maybe golf a ton. I don't know.
Ironmans. I'm talking about the men. Not if you're doing it together, I'm not talking about that. That's amazing. I think that's great. But if he's just on his own training for an Ironman or for a cycling race and he's gone for hours on end on the weekends and it's like just him. I get it once in a while for a philanthropy event, but I think that's a really interesting take and she's always said that.
Always said that, yeah. I mean, actually the reverse is true with me where I have to work on giving mom her own time.
100%. Sometimes we're like, no, you can go play golf. No, go play golf.
Like this morning, for example, when I went and worked out early and left and she had the house to herself, nice and quiet, probably for an hour and a half, maybe. I don't know.
Which, by the way, is a Monday morning. We're not even talking about the weekend.
Right, yeah. I do have to work at giving her own time. I think everyone wants their own time, right?
Yeah.
But it's not, I mean.
You don't need as much alone time as, like, I think mom and I are very similar where we love like quiet and alone time or even just like being quiet next to each other.
Yeah, no, I think people like Elizabeth and I are much more energized by other people.
Yeah.
And maybe too much. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, there's introverts. I think you and mom are probably in the middle.
We're for sure in the middle. I think we're a very healthy medium. If we like you, we really want to talk to you.
You might even edge a tiny bit to the introvert.
Yeah, like yesterday was like our dream day where we were just like quiet working on our own stuff on the porch, but then we were like talking and conversing, like that was perfect.
Right, and I would be very introverted.
Yeah, the most, guys, he barely talks. It's really hard for him to come out of his shell and to share what he's really thinking. So that would be one of our hot takes is I think when men are doing solo activities for extended periods of time, it's like, why are you trying to get away from your family so much?
Yeah.
I also think another one of my hot takes is men, this doesn't really apply to you, but you can comment, men who are, I would say, over the age of 25 and are posting Instagram photo dumps.
Of what?
Of just their life. They're curating a photo dump on Instagram. They're choosing between 5 and 12 pictures to put together, and then they're actively clicking on a song to pair with it, and then thinking of a caption and pressing share. I think that you should have to apply to have a family. Yeah. There should be an application process for you to pass a test to be allowed to move forward with having. Why are you posting a photo dump as a grown man? You shouldn't even be on Instagram.
So I'm sure you're right. I guess I'm just going to ask questions. Is that not normal for your age? I mean, I have never done a photo. Maybe I should do a photo.
I think that men have been using Instagram recently as
a dating app.
A dating app. Okay. I think we could take it a step further, but I don't want to be too inappropriate. But I think they're using it as an outlet of deviant things, might I add. So, which that's been going on for a while. But the photo dumps from grown, and I'm not saying if you're in like the film or photography space or you're maybe in like a creative industry, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the run-of-the-mill financial analyst who posts a photo dump every quarter. You need to delete your Instagram. And
is that common?
Yeah, and it's so icky. I've been so turned off by it recently.
Do you do photo dumps like that?
Well, I do photo dumps. I do reels. I do everything, but I'm also a female.
Would your friends who are not in the business do photo dumps?
Women. Yes, of course. Oh my gosh, of course. Okay. Yes. Like,
but you think it's a male weakness?
I think it's weird. I think it's getting weird. And I think the older we get, I think it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder the more that they are posting photo dumps and posting Instagram stories. I don't want to see your Instagram stories unless it's a repost from like a football team or like a sports situation or an event that happened.
So what if I posted like a photo dump of 10 pictures and a video of me at a Notre Dame game?
Well, you're different because you're a dad and you have a family. And like,
I see.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that would come off as like endearing, maybe. Okay. And like, oh my gosh, what's like crazy Terry back at it again? That's how that would be interpreted. I'm saying like the norm, like you're a 28 year old man, 28, 29, 30 year old man, and you're posting. Right. I'm going to show you an example right now.
Okay.
We're not going to show the.
No, that's okay. I feel like maybe though you are speaking to your audience and they understand what you're saying.
Yeah, they totally get what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I don't want to cut this.
No, but I just want to show what I'm talking about. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know. So you don't like that. These are not bad pictures. They seem curated. Golf, food.
Are you not icked out right now?
Well, it looked pretty interesting to me. I want to know.
Wait, no, not you defending.
No.
No.
He went to a basketball game. He was golfing.
What are we doing?
Okay, this guy's out in a cool area.
No, don't explain it.
Look at this. These are nice pictures.
Okay, you're not getting what I'm saying, but I feel like every girl listening knows exactly what I'm talking about. It has become way more prevalent.
By the way, there's a lot that you had to choose from there.
I know.
There was no shortage.
There was all these photo dumps. Isn't that gross?
So who is that person communicating to? His other friends?
Yeah. People that he follows. And that's not somebody who's an influencer. That's just like...
He's a guy.
Yeah.
Do you follow him or is that just public?
No, I follow him. It was a private account with like 1,000 followers.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and they're curating
photos. They're good pictures. I mean, they were not local. There was a picture of him at a basketball game, an NBA game.
No, I...
It was a video.
I just don't think that you should be posting photo dumps.
All right. Well, that's a hot take right there.
No, I think everyone listening would agree with me if you're kind of my age, and especially if you're dating. And if I go and I look at your page and I see that you have all of these photo dumps, I can't. And then on top of that, you're posting Instagram stories.
Well, you are the
customer. Go to work.
Yeah, you are their
customers. Go to work. Literally go to work. Do something else. Do something productive. I'd rather you play golf all day than sit there and edit your pictures on Visco. I would die. Any other hot takes we have?
Is Visco still a thing?
It's like an editing app now.
Oh, but can I go on Visco?
Yeah, you can go on Visco, but I just use it as an editing app. I don't post anything on there anymore. There's just too many other platforms to keep up with. Do you have any other hot takes for people when it comes to men?
No. My interns are going well. Downtown is fun with all of the interns.
Are there a lot of interns, like, do you, on your day-to-day when you're going to meetings and showings and running into people, like, are they with their interns?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and is that, do you like that?
Yeah, it gives an energy to the downtown.
Yeah.
And there's a baseball game in Cleveland for the interns.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Are they still doing that event?
Yes. So there is a baseball game tomorrow. Cleveland Guardians are playing somebody. And the local Chamber of Commerce has an event where if you're an intern, you get free tickets and I think maybe a ticket or two for a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years ago, it was 500. Last year, it was 3,000. This year, they expect 4,000 interns. And the funny little story is, it was me and Elizabeth and a gentleman from GCP, Paul. We were at a bar talking about interns and how to get them together. And from that conversation, we created this intern event.
You did.
That has become really, really big.
It's huge.
It's huge.
I didn't realize there was 4,000 people.
4,000 interns.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
That just goes to speak to how many people are working downtown this summer. That's awesome to hear.
I think those are interns all from all over the place.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care where you're pulling from.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. But it still people counts. It's a great sign.
The surrounding areas. That's a great, great sign.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm Pretty excited about the week.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, we have so much. Yes, it's a huge week. It's finally July 4th week. I mean, this is like our Super Bowl. I feel like this is the most fun week of the year.
Am I allowed to give a name of a song that I'm all of a sudden in love with? Is that you're allowed to do that?
Yeah, okay, please. Yeah. So, share your thoughts. What
Bob,
song?
Bob Seger from the 1970s.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was at the lake house and our neighbor came back and he has the amazing speakers on his boat and it was way too loud, but I loved it. But the song Roll Away.
Okay, Roll Away.
By Bob Seger.
Is it fun?
I really Elizabeth listened to it yesterday and she liked it, but I've declared that to be the song for the week.
Oh, maybe I
the
love summer. This. Okay. Yeah,
remember we
were
had
you playing it in the kitchen?
I no? may have. I don't
is
know.
It later?
We had Hole of the Moon a few years ago, which has kind of become an anthem.
Yes. For, yeah. Yes.
Which is a great song by the Waterboys.
And Give It Up
Give
by
it up.
Casey and the Sunshine.
Yeah. So yeah. Roll Away.
Roll Away by Bob Seger.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give it a listen after this to see.
Yeah. You may not like it. Your audience may not like
it. Is
it
more of like a Terry song?
It's a pretty upbeat song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was on a boat on a sunny day, so I'm sure that it was nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a pretty good song.
I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah.
But no, we're very.
I do think that your audience, if they played it for their dads.
Okay. Play it for the men. Play it for the dads.
I think the guys would like
it. Play it for the guys curating the photo dumps. They might like it.
I'm talking about guys my age.
I know. I'm kidding. Play it for the men your age or Terry's age. No, yeah. But we have a huge week coming up. We're super excited. Obviously, July 4th is on Saturday. I hope everyone listening is getting their ducks in a row and is not feeling too overwhelmed, especially if you're hosting. My Lord, we are thinking of you. But I just feel like the entire country is going to burn the country down because it's the 250th.
So oh, I'm sorry.
Like, I just feel like everyone's going bananas because of its 250. It's so exciting. And Friday, I'm really excited because our good friends are hosting. They have this like huge July 4th party every year, or third party, excuse me. And so we're going to that the night before, and I have just like the most fabulous outfit. I'm so excited. You've actually already seen it. I'm so excited about my outfit. I can't even talk. I need some Element. I am wearing this Cinquecept gingham set. It was in the first episode of Hosting with Anne and Emily at the Lake. But for the party, I'm going to take mom's Jimmy Choo red and white gingham.
Ooh,
she got this like little basket bag. It looks like a picnic basket, but it's Jimmy Choo. And I'm going to take it because it matches my set. And I'm just so excited. So that's on Friday. And then Saturday, you guys know. I mean, we have our, you get up at 7 a.m.
Oh, please. Don't insult me.
I'm already at
the beach with chairs lined up at 7 o'clock.
So you're up at 6.
Yeah, easy.
Easy.
I mean, come on.
He's the first one on the beach. And we have the middle set up.
We have a wagon.
Yep.
The wagon has chairs and they will be preloaded the night before, handle out, door ready, pulled, and off I go. And every year.
Wait, can you do me a favor and videotape yourself that morning?
Sure.
Vlog it.
I might do
can
a photo.
Can you vlog it for
I
us?
I might do a photo dump.
She's going to do a photo dump. But by the way, if you did a photo dump, like I would love to see what you have to share.
Yeah. You know what we should do? We should maybe do it the night before, showing me assembling everything.
Okay. I can do that.
Because that way it'll be... You know, the before and after.
But like you walking down to the beach at like 6:30.
Yeah. And every year people are like, oh, I'm like, I didn't beat you. I've already had breakfast.
I annihilated you.
I mean, it's like I've read the paper.
I've had a full day.
Yeah. I mean, I've already, you know.
There's no one that is going to beat you in our little neighborhood with getting those chairs out
fastest. I barely
fastest.
Sleep the night before. I mean, it's
like our Christmas morning. So you'll get up and then we will not get up that early, but we'll get up earlier. And then we go to the parade, which is going to be so much fun this year because of baby Henry. And I just can't wait. Like, it's just everyone, it's his debut. It's his cotillion.
And we have lots of clothes for Henry, but we have mom's got lots of clothes for me. And I think Connor, probably you too, but we have t-shirts and golf shirts.
She got you a lot of stuff.
I feel like I'll be having outfit changes during the day.
I mean, we usually do, but if it's trickled down all the way to Terry having outfit changes, correct. I need to really figure out my beach look, because if you can see that pile,
yeah,
I have all
it.
Those bathing suits right there, but we haven't kind of figured out exactly what I'm wearing. So we have a lot of options. I'm not worried. I just have to decide which is the best look. You know, I usually like to do a one piece and then I like to do a set that goes along with it. And then I'm trying to decide, do I do a hat? Do I do so I have to figure that out this week. And so I usually change, I would say, 3 times on July 4th.
Yeah.
Maybe 4. It's a lot of changing outfits.
Yeah, we have.
But my solid outfit will be Friday night.
Friday night, we have.
Because I know everyone was listening and they were freaking out about what I was going to wear Friday.
Yeah, we have Henry while you were gone.
Yes, but you guys might go to the boat club with Claire, and then Connor, me, and Elizabeth might go to the party. Just depends on how she feels and if she like wants to leave.
Mom and Claire could go to the party with you, and I could babysit Henry.
I don't think you guys were invited, so I don't think it's just the kids. It's just a kid party.
I'm just volunteering.
Which I'm so excited about. They have like literally the most beautiful home on the water. It's like insane, and I'm so excited to finally see the house. Me and Elizabeth are pumped for this party.
I'm just saying that I would volunteer to babysit him by myself.
Of course, two peas in a pod.
Which would never happen.
No, of course it would. He loves you. You'd be great with it. So I think that's our show. I hope you guys have a great week. And if you're working or traveling,
wear red, white, blue.
I feel like a lot of people will start like be off like Friday. I feel like it's kind of like a
stay cool, but wear a lot of red, white, and blue.
And drink your electrolytes.
That's right.
And if you meet somebody who's posting photo dumps, run. And what else? What else did we talk about? Oh, buy the coffee table book before it's gone. I'm telling you, those are rolling out of here. So definitely snag one. Thank you, Terry, for joining us during your busy work week. I'm so happy we were able to smile. I'm so happy we were able to catch up and chat. And I hope you guys are just doing so well. Be sure to subscribe to the Patreon. We had a really kind of nutty episode last week with Elizabeth. We talked about my crazy dating story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We shared that. We also have a giveaway, which is just so wholesome and fun. And we will see you guys next week. We'll probably do a July 4th recap and just talk about a bunch of other things. But any other last notes that you
want to share? Happy 250th birthday, America.
Happy 250. Have a great week, you guys. Have a fabulous holiday. We will see you next week. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.